the miners' strike. Yes, the scenes were horrendous, and it does bring it home to you. But you see, I think, too, one thing I don't like about the television coverage of these events, they sometimes, I think, give you an unbalanced view of things, because they take a scene and they show that over and over and over. And I've spoken to Irish people, for example, who talk about the scenes that we've seen of the everything that goes on in Ireland, and they've said, well, we saw nothing of it and we were only round the corner, you know. So they do give you that little box view in a way, don't they? You don't always see the whole picture, and I sometimes think perhaps they magnify, not that they magnified Aberfan, you know, but it was, they did show the same thing over and over, and there were things happening round which they didn't show, and I think possibly that's true of all these major events in history. But then it's a wonderful medium for history, isn't it? For future generations.
What was your opinion of the way the miners were portrayed on television during the strike?
Well, I really don't remember much about it. I can remember the horses and feeling very very sympathetic towards the miners, of course, because I come from a mining community in a way, although none of my family, well, yes, there was one in mining, but it's, I think they were pretty brutal sometimes towards them. But I can't say I altogether sympathised with the miners. I'm a very peace-loving person, I suppose. I didn't always think that they had rights on their side, if you know what I mean. I'm not in favour of strikes at all, really. I shouldn't say that, should I? Not politically correct, but that's how I feel.